I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Last week on Capital Chat, we discussed three major bipartisan accomplishments of the recently concluded legislative session. Well, today we're looking at the flip side of that coin, especially the partisan dynamics that were in play throughout the session between the GOP-dominated legislature and the Democrat Governor Andy Beshear. And for that, once again, we turn to the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen Glasscock. Hello again, Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
So, two words here, divided government.
It was very divided in a lot of cases. The lawmakers and the governor, as you mentioned in your intro, did come together on a number of things. And last week, the governor signed the election bill that was supported by the Republican Secretary of State, Michael Adams. But the partisan dynamics that we saw involved a lot of jockeying between people wanting position for elections. Elections are always on people's minds. And we saw a lot of people trying to build their election resumes during the session.
How so?
They have to have successes going into election years. Of course, this year is not an election year. But we do see Secretary of State Adams, for example, had bill signings, which is new for the Secretary of State's office. It's good PR, but it's not necessary. Secretary of State Michael Adams had at least two bill signings that I know of. One was for the constitutional amendment that does not guarantee Kentucky women a right to an abortion, and the other was for the school choice bill. So we can see where Secretary Adams is directing his attention. He's looking for support from the GOP base, and there's talk of Secretary Adams perhaps running for governor at some point, but this gives him credibility when he decides to run for re-election, most certainly, I would think.
And we also saw that somewhat with the Agriculture Commissioner, Ryan Quarles.
That's right. Some of the legislation that passed this time gives him more power over things like the governor's Office of Ag Policy, which moved to the commissioner's office, and a funding board, the Ag Finance Corporation, moved to the Department of Agriculture. And that gives the Agriculture Commissioner, Ryan Quarles, more power too. It's a little bit of patronage, a little bit of pork, right? Because now he gets to appoint members to those boards, and those boards have authority over a lot of money. Kentucky gets a lot of money from the USDA, and those federal dollars have to be appropriated, and the spending is directed through the Ag Commissioner's office.
And Laura, a lot of this also has to do with the federal money that's coming in due to COVID relief.
That's right. That was another area where we saw some partisan disagreement and agreement. So the American Rescue Plan should provide for about $2.6 billion for Kentucky. And the Republican lawmakers in the General Assembly wanted to have control over spending that money. And last week, they were with Governor Beshear when he signed a bill appropriating about half of that money. A lot of that funding went for projects that would benefit rural communities, including water projects, sewer line projects. There's some money in there for building and renovating school buildings, funding full-day kindergarten. So, of course, those are going to help Republicans in their local districts, right? So Senate President Stivers, who's a Republican from Manchester, he was at the bill signing for that. At the federal level, though, U.S. Representative John Yarmuth, a Louisville Democrat, was the only member of Kentucky's federal delegation to vote for the rescue plan. So at the federal level, we saw Representative Barr and Senator McConnell and Paul and the others vote against it. But at the state level, the lawmakers liked it because it is going to benefit their constituents, and bringing home projects is what elections are all about. Kentucky state lawmakers appropriated about half of that $2.6 billion that Kentucky gets from ARPA. And there's talk in Frankfort that there might be a special session to bring lawmakers back in to create a spending plan for the rest of that money.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today on Capital Chat. Our guest has been Laura Cullen Glasscock. She's the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thank you, Alan. You too.